if Jimmy's ear still bothers him tomorrow, Mrs. Adams, bring him in and I'll have another look at it.
But tomorrow's Sunday, Doctor. I don't like to impose on you.
Not at all. I always like to see Jimmy.
Hello, Mrs. Adams.
Hi, darling.
It's nice to see you, Mrs. Stone.
Nice to see you. How are you, Jimmy?
I've got an earache, and it hurts.
Man, we're pretty glad it does, aren't we, Jimmy?
I'm not.
Oh, you should be. If it didn't hurt, how could we tell what the trouble is?
Doctor, you have a marvelous way of putting things.
Well, now, if the medication doesn't work, we'll put him in the hospital overnight and drain the ear.
I'm not going to go to any hospital.
Why, Jimmy, you'll have fun.
In a hospital?
Why, sure. Breakfast in bed, pretty nurses to wait on you.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Could I watch television?
You sure can.
Well, I hope the ear gets better, Mrs. Adams.
Thank you.
Bye, Jimmy.
Goodbye.
You're such a comfort, Dr. Stone.
Well,
I don't know how we'd manage without you.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Adams.
Come on, Jimmy.
Goodbye. Bye, Jimmy.
She's obviously sold, but I'm not so sure about Jimmy.
Well, what does that mean? She's obviously sold.
Oh, go on. You know all the mothers adore you.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
They're all victims of your fatal charm.
How can you, of all people, say that?
Because I, of all people, am your foremost victim.
You, as an ex-nurse, should recognize an attitude essential to stimulating the patient's confidence and spirits.
Yes, dear.
Of course. If, in the interests of my patient's well-being, I happen to radiate a fatal charm, which is beyond my ability to control, I'd be grateful you were the foremost victim.
Oh, I am, dear.
Or I'll get another victim.
Oh, hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Jeff.
You kids must love drive-in movies.
Jeff, don't you know it's almost dinner time?
Sure, that's why I came home.
Eating an ice cream cone?
Well, what's wrong with that? We're not having ice cream cones for dinner, are we?
Alex, I wish you'd tell that boy not to eat between meals.
That's impossible. With Jeff, there's no such thing as between meals.
You know, Dad, I could never be a doctor.
Really, dear? Why not?
Well, I just couldn't be calm and cheerful if someone were sick. I'd be worried and sad. I'd want to put my arms around them and comfort them.
That's very sweet, dear.
That's a funny thing. In all my years of medical school, that treatment was never once suggested.
Hey, Mom, can I have another lamb chop, please?
Hmm? How there can be a farm surplus in this country with Jeff around is beyond me.
I'm a growing boy.
Growing's fine. I just don't want you to explode. Now, Jeff, nobody objects to your eating as much as you need, but not too much, not too often.
But I feel great. So how can I tell if I'm eating too much?
You know, I can tell one thing. You aren't eating anything. What's the matter? Don't you like my cooking anymore?
I'm not hungry.
You feel all right?
Sure, sure. I just don't feel much like eating, darling. Jeff's got enough appetite for both of us.
For all of us. There is something wrong.
Oh, my stomach's a little queasy. Nothing serious. Just proof of my deep devotion to Jeff.
That diagnosis escapes me.
Well, he overeats. I get a stomachache. No father could do more.
Alex?
Yes.
Honey, what's the matter?
Bad pain. It's like appendix.
Should I get an ice pack? Pulse is 90. 102.5.
Mother, here.
Oh, would you rinse that out in some cold water, please, dear?
Yes, Mother.
Oh.
Is it pretty severe?
Sure is.
Well, we're glad about that, aren't we?
I'm glad you're glad.
If there weren't any pain, we wouldn't know where the trouble is, would we?
Oh, that's what I need now, low karma.
Thank you, dear.
Hey, what's the matter?
Jim, I think it's appendicitis. Well, who should I call? Jim Higgins or Bill Clark?
Bill's a light sleeper. Call Jim. It'll be more fun waking him up.
Thank you. Dr. Higgins, I'll take him.
This is a fine state of affairs.
Oh, honey, it's not so bad. Breakfast in bed, pretty nurses to look after you.
Your white count is 18,000 with a shift to the left. That appendix has got to come out.
Well, you're in an awful hurry to operate, Jim.
We stalled for 3 hours and it's gotten worse.
Oh, doesn't feel so bad.
Oh, it feels great. You're just ticklish, that's it. Prepare Dr. Stone for surgery. This is Dr. Higgins. Will you get me Dr. Standish at home, please? Haven't seen you in some time, Donna. You look wonderful. Hello. May I talk to Sam, please? How are the children?
Oh, fine. Thank you, Jim.
Ella, Sam. Jim. You and the others better go ahead. I'll be a little late. Pick you up about the 8th or the 9th hole. No, better make that about the 5th hole. Right. Who else is playing? Oh, it's his handicap. Fine, that ought to make a nice game. Well, I'll see you in a little while.
I trust I'm not keeping you from anything important.
You are.
I feel awful if I thought I was rushing you.
Forget it. A stitch in time will save me the back nine.
See why I wanted him? He's a terrible surgeon. But funny. Funny.
Relax, relax. How is he, Mom?
It's his appendix. Dr. Higgins is going to operate.
An operation?
Oh, it's nothing to be concerned about. Dr. Higgins is a fine surgeon.
Can we see him?
Just a moment.
Well, Alex, I can't figure it out. Developed the worst slice.
I only hope you're a better surgeon than you are a golfer.
Gosh, Daddy, I'm so sorry.
You'll be okay, Dad.
Don't be so sure. He's got a bad slice.
I'm waiting for you right here, dear.
You'll be back in no time. This won't take long.
I wish you'd stop saying that.
Afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Sonny.
Mother, may we see him as soon as it's over?
Well, it'll take a little while for the anesthetic to wear off.
You must be the appendectomy in 211.
Oh, I'm Mrs. Stone.
Dr. Stone's wife. Well, I'm glad to know you. And I guess you're the young ones, eh?
Yes, sir. Do you know Dr. Stone?
Yeah, I've seen him around. Been here some time myself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they can't seem to find out what's wrong with me.
Where does it hurt?
Oh, Jeff, please.
That's all right, Mrs. Stone. It's a cardiovascular disorder, Sonny.
Oh. Oh, Jim. How's Alex?
Good as new. Or he will be. It's one of the best things I've ever done. What a job of sewing.
When can we see him?
He'll be out for a couple of hours. Oh, hi there, Fred.
Hi, Doc.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm holding my own.
Good.
Well, I promised to drop in on 2:32. You tell Dr. Stone I'll look in on him later.
All right.
Well, see you, folks.
Bye. Hey, who is he?
Oh, Fred's been here some time. He knows more about what goes on in this hospital than the chief of staff.
When can Daddy come home?
Oh, 3-4 days. I'll see Alex this evening, Donna.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks a lot.
See you all later.
What if I got
to... Well, we might as well go eat. By the time we finish, Daddy should be awake.
Can't we stay right here?
You mean you don't want to eat?
Well, gee, eating's not the most important thing in the world, you know.
Always says it's difficult to take sympathy when you're lying sick in bed, so let's be bright and cheerful. Hi, honey. Gee, you look just wonderful.
Oh, yeah, Dad, you look great. Never saw you looking better.
Dad, that sleep must have done you a world of good.
I'm sure you'll be up and around by tomorrow.
Oh.
Is it painful, dear?
Quite painful. After all, it was an operation.
Well, you have to expect that, Dad.
Now, thanks for telling me, Dr. Kildare.
Dear, would you like to rest?
Oh, I feel fine. I don't need rest.
Sure, Dad. You look like you could lick your weight in Wildcats.
I think I will rest now.
Well, all right, honey. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Goodbye, dear.
Oh, gee, Dad, you look great.
I already said that.
Well, we sure cheered him up.
You know, Mom, I don't think Dad was quite himself.
I think we were all overacting, including your father.
Nice fellow, that 222. Real estate's his game. Do you play Pinochle, Doc?
No.
Well, I usually play every afternoon with 212, but she's leaving tomorrow. I could teach you. It's not very hard.
I'm afraid I'm going to be around a couple more days.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Say, you'll miss the birthday.
Will I?
Nurse Weber. We're going to surprise her on Saturday.
Oh, that'll be nice. Yeah.
Well, I better go see 203 and talk over what to order. 209 thinks an angel food cake with one candle would be enough. What do you think, Doc?
I don't know much about these things.
Well, I'll drop back if it's not too late.
Well, how are you tonight, Fred?
Oh, holding on, Doc.
Good. Good. Fred been chewing your ear off?
He's been in here four times today.
Oh, yes, that looks fine. Well, Fred means well.
Yeah, regular social director.
Going home the end of the week. He's been here almost a month now.
Well, I imagine he'll be glad to get out.
I don't know. Fred's been on the verge a couple of times. Never quite made it. I want you to get up in the morning, walk around a little.
This thing still hurts, Jim.
Yes, I guess it does. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Alex.
What about my patients? Have you...
I've already talked to Phil. Everything's under control. You just worry about yourself.
Is there anything else to do around here?
Good morning, Dr. Stone. Good morning.
Go away.
It's almost breakfast time.
I don't want any breakfast. I want to sleep.
You feel better after we wash you.
I'll feel better if everyone will just leave me alone.
Hey!
There. There now. There. Hmm?
Morning, Jane.
Oh, hi, Donna.
How is he this morning?
Medically, he couldn't be better.
But otherwise?
What a grouch.
Alex?
Nothing suits him. He squawks when he gets his intravenous. The food isn't right. Bathing was a problem. The mattress is stuffed with rocks. And he keeps roaring like a wounded sea lion.
But that doesn't sound like Allie.
How was he when you saw him after surgery yesterday?
Well, he made a big play for sympathy, but he was pleasant enough.
Well, he was still groggy. He made his move as soon as the anesthetic wore off.
But Alex has such an even disposition.
It is even. Grouchy all the time.
I don't understand it.
Oh, forget it, Donna. We take it in stride, you know that. And any time you want to turn him loose, I'll be the first in line.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Ann. Sorry to hear about the way Alex is behaving.
Well, if I were you, I'd be happy to hear it.
Happy?
Sure. I've got a theory about it. You take a man who enjoys his wife and his children, whose home is happy and comfortable, just the way he likes it, and suddenly finds himself in here, without the people and the things he loves, just when he needs them most. And what have you got? A grouchy and unreasonable patient.
Sure. You'd have reason to worry if Alex were cheerful.
Hi.
Thank you, darling.
What for?
Well, what was that for?
For being an old grouch.
Who says so?
Everybody.
Well, the way they run things in this hospital is...
What's the matter, darling?
Well, the nurse came in chirping good morning like a sparrow and hit me in the face with a wet rag.
That sounds terrible.
And that breakfast they served.
Sounds terrible.
The way they...
We miss you too, dear.
I think that's what it is.
Don't you?
Sometimes I guess I take you and the kids for granted. It's not much fun getting along without you.
That's nice. I'd hate to think I was suffering all alone.
You never told me. Where does it hurt?
All over.
I don't recognize those symptoms. Can you be more specific?
Well, it's a recurrence of something that happened to me once before.
Tell your doctor everything.
Well, do you remember that time you went to the medical convention in Chicago, just before Mary was born?
Yeah.
Well, I had a bad case of it then. Looking at your empty bed beside me at night. Eating breakfast alone. Wondering what to fix for dinner and not caring. I ached all over.
Strange you should have a recurrence now. You have two antidotes running around the house.
Well, I think they have a touch of it too.
Well, you'll just have to take something for it.
What would you prescribe, Doctor?
A miracle drug.
Greatest thing since penicillin.
You kids must love drive-in movies.
Hello, Jim.
Don't go, dear. Nothing he does takes long.
Hello, Don. I just came in to admire my stitches.
Have a consultation on Fred Miller in a few minutes.
Oh, when's he leaving?
Doesn't look like he will.
Why not?
Had a relapse.
Oh, poor fellow.
He was in this morning here, and he looked fine.
Yeah.
Yacked about Nurse Weber, gave me a remarkably detailed account of the first floor, and then took off on his rounds.
Yes, it's a strange case. CKG was abnormal when he was admitted. He responded nicely to treatment. As soon as we were ready to release him, his condition got worse. Huh. This has happened three times now. It's almost as if he were resisting leaving the hospital.
Why would he stay?
It beats me.
You don't think he's pretending to be sick, do you?
Oh, no. The EKG was definitely irregular, and the symptoms were real.
Do you think it's psychosomatic?
Quite possibly. I just don't know enough about his background.
Have you ever talked to his family or any of his friends?
Do you know he hasn't had a single visitor since he's been here?
What room is he in?
229. Hmm. Well, I've got to run.
all goes well, Alex, you can go home in a couple of days.
In a hurry to get rid of me?
Not my idea. It's by popular demand.
Like I'm gonna leave here without my appendix and my reputation.
Everybody loves you.
Really? Mm-hmm. Tell me all about it.
Now, if I did, your hats wouldn't fit. I have to run along, dear. The children will stop by to see you after school. Mr. Miller, do you remember me?
Sure, Mrs. Stone. Come in.
Thank you. How do you feel today?
Well, not so hot, I guess.
Yes, I understand you won't be leaving the hospital just yet.
Well, that's not up to me. That's up to the doctors. Come in, Mrs. Stone. Sit down.
Thank you. I guess if they told you that you could go home, you'd be pretty happy about that, wouldn't you?
Oh, sure I would, but I've got this condition.
Yes, I know.
Not that I have any place to go.
What about your family?
Only family I have is a daughter. And she's married to an Air Force captain stationed in the Far East.
Well, what about your work?
Retired. I had to when I got to be 65.
You don't enjoy not working, do you?
Mrs. Stone, I've been working all my life. All I had after my wife died was my work and my daughter. Then she got married.
I'm sorry.
They shouldn't make a man retire. There's still a lot of work left in me.
Mr. Miller, I was wondering... Oh, no, I couldn't ask you to do that. It wouldn't be fair.
Ask me what?
Well, you see that... No, it's a foolish idea. You might be angry with me.
No, I won't. What is it?
Well, you know the gift shop downstairs. It's run by the ladies' auxiliary, and we girls take turns working there. But what with the carpools and running the house and the children going to school, we don't do a very good job of it. What we really need is a man to take charge and run it efficiently. Oh, but I couldn't ask you to do that. Oh, I've offended you, haven't I?
No, Mrs. Stone, you have not. Why, that would mean I could work right here in the hospital.
Of course, you means you could live here. There's a room that goes with a job.
Oh, Mrs. Stone, I'll take it.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. Oh, but are you sure you feel well enough?
Well, right now, I feel as strong as a lion.
Hi, darling. Mm-hmm. Well,
how's it feel?
Well, your slice isn't so bad.
We'll take the stitches out Monday.
Jim, how's Fred?
Darnest thing I ever saw. His whole attitude's changed these past few days. His examination yesterday was excellent, and he's actually eager to leave.
Well, is he going to be all right?
That job Donna promised him in the gift shop is better medicine than I could ever prescribe.
Maybe Donna should have taken out my appendix.
By the way, I seem to have lost a pair of rubber gloves. Where do you suppose they might be?
You can search me. Goodbye, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Goodbye, Donna.
Goodbye, Jim.
Well,
come on, dear. Here we go.
Well, girls, this is your lucky day. I'm leaving.
Well, this floor isn't going to be the same without you.
Little remembrance for you, Doctor.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have.
Oh, isn't that nice? To our favorite doctor.
But I was here as a patient.
Don't press the point, dear.
Well, thanks, girls, for everything. And for these. What are they?
Snapdragons, dear.